You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. I thought I had a brilliant poll question, at least last night after having a couple of beers and a cigar. It certainly sounded like it was a great poll question. And that poll question is, McLovin?
Would you rather have Tom Brady's career and everything he's achieved or Patrick Mahomes and what he might achieve? 64%. Tom Brady, that's a pretty close result.
It's closer than I thought it was going to be. But if I said, you know what Brady has, and he still has a Super Bowl this Sunday, and he wants to play a couple more years, we don't know what's going to happen with Mahomes. We certainly have an idea that this could be almost a regular appearance here in the playoffs and maybe playing for Super Bowls. This could have been three in a row when you think about it. You had an offsides penalty, the interception, and the Patriots get by the Chiefs and go to the Super Bowl. But you would have three Super Bowls in a row for the Kansas City Chiefs. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. You can weigh in with a poll question. Dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Well, whatever's on your mind. And also we say good morning to our radio partner. That's Fox Sports Radio, the formidable lineup there, and our great radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. And our TV partner, Peacock. This has to be the strangest pre-Super Bowl week that we've ever been a part of. Chiefs are practicing in Kansas City. They won't get to Tampa until probably Saturday. There's no media day. They have an opening night, which is random Zoom interviews with the players on Monday. We don't have the traditional radio row. There's not any concerts, not any goofy media antics. And most of the headlines have been about other teams and their quarterbacks than the game itself. And I understand the purpose of Super Bowl week. It gets everybody excited for the matchup. Everybody gets to sell products there. You get to have parties. But this is a Super Bowl matchup that really doesn't need any hype whatsoever. It's Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady. That sells itself. Everyone understands why things are different. And if anything, fans can celebrate that we actually got to this point. Who would have thought? We were looking at the possibility for if they have to move the Super Bowl back a week or two. Looks like they're good to go, but it's not going to look the same, not going to feel the same, but it's still a great week for football, and hopefully we have a great game coming up this weekend. Here's Tony Romo, NFL on CBS analyst, if Mahomes happens to lose to Brady this Sunday.
This is why I keep going back to it. This is the biggest game Patrick Mahomes will ever play in for the rest of his career. It's the only way to catch Tom Brady. He has to win this game. If he loses this game, he cannot catch Tom Brady, in my opinion.
All right, I understand the logic here. What he's saying is LeBron never got that shot against Michael Jordan. Because let's say LeBron beat Michael Jordan, even though LeBron would have still been, you know, with the Cavaliers, so they would have been, you know, playing each other before they'd get to an NBA title. And Mike would have been 40 at the time because he was with the Wizards, but they weren't going to face off against each other. The Wizards weren't a very good team. And LeBron had taken that team to the NBA finals. But you get that shot, and that's something that, you know, Mahomes may never get this chance again. Let's say Brady doesn't get back to the Super Bowl. Mahomes will not get that chance again to be able to stare down Brady. Now, granted, there's a big age difference here, and you would think there's a big advantage for Patrick Mahomes, talent-wise, and there is. But if you say, I beat him head-to-head in a Super Bowl, that's what you want. And Mahomes, and as Tony Romo is saying, Mahomes knows this is, now I don't think it's the most important game of his life. Because if you said he's in the Super Bowl next year, that's more important because, you know, depending on what happens, let's say he wins this Super Bowl. So he's got two, and then he would go next year and play in the Super Bowl. That, to me, would be a bigger moment than this Super Bowl because it adds another one. It's the third Super Bowl here. Or, if, you know, he's undefeated in Super Bowls. Like, that's really important here. And that's why when we look at Jordan versus LeBron, well, Jordan never lost. We don't factor in, well, what does Mike do in those other years when he didn't play for a championship? LeBron got to an NBA Finals. You know, Brady has lost Super Bowls. Montana got to four. He won all four. Didn't throw an interception. Well, what did he do in the other years when he didn't go to the Super Bowl? And we always leave that part of the argument out. And I want the guy who's going to get to the championship game. Not, hey, when I get there. And I don't know if you could do this with the Academy Awards, where you go, hey, this actor, when he gets nominated, he wins. Well, how many times has he been nominated? Six times. Okay. But then you'll have Meryl Streep. She's probably Tom Brady. She gets nominated every year, it feels like. Now, she doesn't win every year, but she has a pretty good track record of producing consistency there. But hey, if Tony Romo thinks this is the most important game of Patrick Mahomes' life, it is up until this point. Yeah, Paulie?
So in that case, Patrick Mahomes would be like Hilary Swank. I think she's been nominated twice and won twice for Best Actress.
Yeah, but we've forgotten about Hilary Swank.
Right. Well, if Mahomes never did anything, and let's say the next 15 years, somehow he did nothing. It's a stretch.
Yeah, maybe I should have come up with a better analogy than the Academy Awards. Yes, McLovin.
It's a totally different case, but Big Ben won two Super Bowls in his first 5 years, and then he barely lost Aaron Rodgers, and then he never got back, I don't think.
Yeah.
So you can win, even if Mahomes wins two, that doesn't mean he's going to win eight.
Yeah, and look, would I take what Brady's accomplished? I would. If you said I can have the potential of Mahomes and what he'll do in his career, there's too much of an unknown. I mean, Brady had one serious injury when he blew out his knee, and Matt Castle took over that team, and they went 11-5. By the way, 11-5 with one of the great offenses from the previous year, and they didn't make the playoffs. So as much as we want to go, see, Belichick, doesn't matter who he's got as quarterback. Yeah, it does. You would have expected a Nick Foles performance from Matt Castle. They would have won the Super Bowl without him. They didn't even get to the playoffs. Playoffs. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I just thought, you know, the Tony Romo analogy there. All right, that's fine. Yeah,
see. Didn't see Matt Castle coming up today, did you?
I did not.
It was a sort of Super Bowl storyline.
No, I did not. Here is Tom Brady on how long he wants to play.
Would you consider playing beyond 45, especially with the way you're playing right now?
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely consider that. And, you know, again, I think, again, it's a physical sport. And just the perspective I have on that is, you know, you never know kind of when, you know, that moment is, just because it's a contact sport. And there's a lot of training that goes into it. And again, it has to be 100% commitment from myself to keep doing it.
I would have wanted to have asked the question, why do you want to keep playing? I want to know what he feels. Like, what is it that just keeps bringing him back? You know, he might say, look, retirement's scary. Or I'm always going to be, I always view myself as the underdog and nobody wanted me. And I'm a sixth round draft pick and I got this chip on my shoulder. Like, that's what I would hope to get. If I say, hey, do you want to continue to play? Well, of course he's going to say yes. I haven't heard nothing to the contrary where he's going to go, you know what? Come to think of it, I'm so tired of this. I am done. I want to know why you want to come back. And I still, and you know what? He had some verbal bouquets that he was sending out with Bill Belichick, and rightfully so. I mean, Tom doesn't want to be the story or that to be the story this week. And what he did was smart. Say all the nicest things in the world about Bill Belichick. Let everybody else talk about this. Who's more important, the Patriot way? And Tom basically just said, let's take that topic off the table. Yes, he.
Right. It's like, it feels so weird to hear Tom Brady say nice things about Bill Belichick because all you hear is it's them against each other, right? It's who's better? Is it Belichick or Brady? Who is more important? Without just considering the idea that they just sort of actually go together. You can't have one without the other.
And that's been my approach, depending on the year, the month, the season, the opponent. It could be Belichick's more important, and then it could be Brady who's more important. I think in the latter part of Tom's career in New England, Tom was more important. I think players wanted to play for a Patriot team that had Tom Brady. I don't know if you're finding players who we will find players who go, yep, they got Cam Newton, but Bill Belichick's still there. I want to play for the Patriots. I will say one thing that has been lost in all of this, because we have to pick sides. Oh, you know, is it Belichick? Is it Brady? What the Patriots did this year, at one point they were 6-8 with a team that I think had 6 or 7, maybe 8 players who opted out. They didn't want to play due to COVID. And some marquee players defensively. And he brings in Cam Newton. They don't have any training camp. I think what he did was really a great job, believe it or not. Now, you can say prior to that, should he have done a better job in keeping Tom there? Tom didn't want to stay there. I think Belichick could have said, Tom, tell me what you want, and Tom still would have left. Tom wasn't enjoying himself. And I always go back to the conversation I had with him. This was Super Bowl week before they play the Eagles. And I had an opportunity to sit down with him. NBC was carrying the Super Bowl. And at one point, at the very end of the interview, I say to Tom, do you think you and Bill will ever get together, have a beer, and reminisce? And he looked at me like that is the strangest, craziest, maybe dumbest question ever. But he just laughed. He went, no. Like, no. And it was telling, because they don't have that. They're not going to open up a scrapbook. Not anytime soon. If you go back and watch Belichick with Bill Parcells, when they did the 30 for 30, the two Bills, I think it was the 30 for 30, and it's just about their relationship. Watch when they sit down. It's so awkward. And I can't imagine that Brady and Belichick sitting down together and they're going, hey, Bill, tell the story about, hey, do you remember when, Tom, I remember when we needed a touchdown and you got that touchdown. Like, I just don't see that happening. And I don't know, in fairness to, and I think Joe Montana is going to join us this week. I don't know if Joe ever sat down with Bill Walsh and goes, let's reminisce here. In fairness to Belichick, I can almost guarantee that Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw did not sit down and go, hey, let's open up the scrapbook and reminisce. I don't know if Troy and Jimmy Johnson did that. And I'm trying to think other coaches with their star player, their quarterback, are going to sit down and reminisce. But I asked the question, and I love the response I got from Brady, because it was so telling just to go, hey, no. Are you kidding me? No, not at all. Yeah, Paul.
And anytime a coach and a player would reminisce like that, it'd probably be on NFL Network in some special where it's 30 minutes and it's hosted by Rich or someone like that. And it's very nice and friendly and they over compliment each other for a half an hour. We would never see the actual get together where they had some type of reunion or something like that.
By the way, with the poll question, you don't get Mahomes' salary. Okay? This is just accomplishments. Now, you can say that's quite an accomplishment, $500,000. You don't get that. And you don't get Giselle's salary, too.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's just the accomplishment that Brady has and the potential accomplishments of Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. Did you get that half-court basket thing that Mahomes was setting up in his new home? And that sounded pretty cool. All that stuff he told you about?
No, you don't get that. You don't get that either. All right, we'll get to phone calls. Barry Sanders will join us coming up here. What else did I want to bring to your attention? Let me bring back what Danny Amendola had to say. He was on First Things First on Fox Sports 1 yesterday, and he had this to say about Tom Brady and the Patriots.
When you see Patriot Way in the dictionary, it's going to have Tom Brady's name next to it. None of those coaches threw any passes. None of those coaches caught any passes. None of those coaches made any tackles. They got guys in the right position because they watch a lot of film and they spend all their time at the facility. But Tom Brady is the Patriot Way, and that's the reason why Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl right now, and the Patriots aren't.
Was Brandon Marshall. We got to teach Brandon, when you get a good response, turn off your microphone. You don't want to slow him down. You want to have him keep going. Let him get on a roll there. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I think that Matt Light hit on something really interesting, is that he was talking about you get criticized all the time there, and a lot of times you take less money to be with the Patriots, yeah, things like that. It's possible that some players go there and play really well and feel like they're a really important piece of it and then maybe win a bunch of games and get a couple rings or something, and then they're like, all right, cool, now I'm going to get paid, and the Patriots say, nah, that's all right, see you later. and maybe there's hard feelings.
Well, you go there for one thing. You're going there to play in important games and maybe get a Super Bowl ring. You're not going there to get rich. And that's why I wonder what Bill Belichick does now. Because I don't know the competitor in him. And look, this is just all hypothetical. I don't know. I don't have any information on this. No sources on this whatsoever. And nobody really does. But I wonder if Belichick says, how do I make this work for me? Because I can coach longer than Tom can play. Can I get Deshaun Watson? Because if I get Deshaun Watson, now I'm back in the game here. I mean, they haven't been good with their first-round draft picks, so give up first-round draft picks there. And if you could get Deshaun Watson, now all of a sudden you got a 25-year-old quarterback, and you're going to have players who want to play with Deshaun Watson. I don't know what it'll take. I know the Patriots did make a run at Matthew Stafford. I don't know how serious it was. I don't have any information on that. But if I'm the Patriots, you have a history with those in the front office with the Texans. Could Bill say, this is what I'm willing to give you for Deshaun Watson? And that allows Bill Belichick to be back in the game. Yeah, Paul.
If you were Deshaun Watson, that was broached to you and your agent, go play for Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Now, he might say, look at what he did for Tom. I get into a system. I got a no-nonsense coach, and he's a winner. He's maybe the greatest coach in football history. I'm getting out of this situation here where I got an unknown coming in. I was with Bill O'Brien. This allows me to have stability there. And by the way, I'm following Cam Newton. I'm not following Tom Brady. I mean, is this crazy to think, if you're Belichick, how do I get younger at that position and allow me to almost reload? I got it. My players coming back, make some moves here. You get Deshaun Watson. Maybe you get some players who say, hey, I'm going to follow you. I want to play for a team with Deshaun. Because right now, why would you go to New England? If you're a free agent, it's not like they overpay, and you're not playing for a Super Bowl. You got that shadow of Tom Brady there. I can't imagine. Therefore, Belichick needs to make a move that will reinvent himself, reinvigorate and rebuild the New England Patriots. And that person is Deshaun Watson. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the great Barry Sanders, get his thoughts on saying goodbye to Matthew Stafford and what role did he play in the Lions hiring Dan Campbell as their next head coach. Barry joins us next. It's 20 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy asked me, and I didn't know that he was going to play, but Fritzy goes, is that Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes back? And I said, yeah. And he goes, how much can you win? I go, well, $50,000 every time the score changes.
I thought it was going to be like 10, 20 grand max.
But then I found out you're not eligible.
I'm not eligible.
Not eligible.
Because of my affiliation with the show, the network, what?
Yes.
All those things.
Something like that. But you can be involved. It's free to enter, a chance to win $50,000. And then two lucky players will win $500,000 they could use towards their dream home. Touchdowns, field goals, extra points, every scoring play pays. Rocket Mortgage will be announcing winners live on their channels during the game. You can follow along on February 7th to see if you're a winner. RocketMortgageSquares.com. Easy to play. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. states and D.C. who are the age of majority ends February 4th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Dunder Mifflin family has found a new home. The Office is streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Whether you know every quote or you're a newbie to Scranton, stream every episode again and again. Sign up at peacocktv.com. Stream now. Saw this where Barry Sanders tweeted this morning. He was excited to talk to his, quote, movie star friend, the Hall of Famer, Barry Sanders, joining us on the program. So you've seen my body of work, Barry.
Absolutely. Who hasn't?
How would you rate my acting ability?
Oh, see, come on now. Why would you want to put me on the spot like that, man? Why would you want to put me on the spot?
But go ahead.
I would say, we're on your show. How about two thumbs up?
Well, how many movies have you been in, Barry?
Ouch.
Okay.
Not very many. I think one.
What was the movie?
I think one. It was called Touchback, I believe.
Did you play yourself in Touchback?
I played, basically, I was on the sideline acting as a coach.
Okay.
You know, like an assistant coach on the sideline.
Wait, is this what I was doing. Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell, there you go. So you've seen it.
No, I haven't
seen my work. No.
What do you think when you see your old game film? When you're watching highlights and you come on?
Oh, I mean, it just, you know what? It just kind of brings back memories of being young and being able to do that kind of cool stuff on the field and living out my dream. And really almost those kind of butterflies, you know, of actually playing the game and that sort of excitement you get while you're actually going through it in the middle of it. So it's pretty cool.
Can you teach your style of running?
That's a good question. I think to some, yes, you can teach it. To others, maybe not.
Who could I teach that to? How many guys had your ability to cut? I don't know how fast you were. I just know you had that ability to cut.
Absolutely. No, I think to the right individuals, I think you can teach it. But how many guys? I mean, I don't know. I mean, Dan, I watched the game as a kid, and I was imitating so many guys like Joe Washington and Greg Pruitt and Tony Dorsett and OJ and Marcus Allen and guys like that. So I can't sit up here like I authored any of it.
Yeah, but Barry, you know what?
You're perfect though.
Your style was you had to run for your life behind that Lions offensive line. Like that was your style.
No, hey, look, I think for me, yeah, absolutely, it was my style. That's the way I had always run. Trust me, as a kid, that's the way I ran, you know, even when I didn't have the Lions offensive line, you know, so.
But
that's just the way I ran.
Take me back to when you played your last game, and I got a call from your agent, Peter Schaefer, and he said, hey, Barry's going to take a flight to London. Right?
Right, right.
Okay, did you know prior to the game that was your last game and that you were going to take a flight to London as you ended your NFL career?
Well, no, at the time I retired, I didn't know I was going to take a flight to London because the flight to London happened in July or something like that on the eve of training camp. And the last game would have been that December, I guess, of 98, I would think. But I knew that season that was pretty much it. I just knew that, you know what, I had played 10 great years and had a great run. Didn't really see a reason to, you know, continue in the game. I knew that drive and, you know, that kind of thing, that pilot light, you know, that's always lit, that drives you, that drives that fire within. I just knew that was gone at year 10 and it was just time to move on. I mean, it's something that, I guess, unless you've had that experience of where you know you have to make a change in life like that, maybe it doesn't sound very clear, but I just knew that and understood that, yes, it's time to move on.
Was there any part of you who didn't want to break Walter Payton's rushing record?
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough question to answer, because being a lifelong fan of NFL and Walter Payton and running backs, I understood what that meant. But I just knew that for me, you know, the game had just run its course, and I, you know, I didn't get it in the time that I played. You know, I got close enough, and it's, you know, it's always an honor to be mentioned with Walter. You know, you know, so yeah, that's kind of how I looked at it.
But I also wonder, you know, the Lions just said to Matthew Stafford, hey, we're going to let you, like, you pick where you want to go, or we're going to try to help you go someplace. I was wondering, if you were playing now with the Lions and they weren't winning and they had that, you know, maybe they would look at the same way and go, hey, you want to go to the Raiders? We're going to send you to the Raiders, or your favorite team, I think, back then. Do you think that's what the Lions were doing with Matthew Stafford, is basically saying, hey, we're not going anywhere. Here's our thank you to you. We're going to send you to the LA Rams.
Yeah, I mean, there apparently seem to be some of that. I think it's a different league now. I think, and you know, he's meant so much to the franchise. He's carried us for many, many years, and you know, so yeah, I mean, you know, whatever that conversation was, the two sort of came to an agreement that was the best thing for both parties. You know, I don't know exactly, you know, the details of the conversation, but what a blockbuster trade, man. I mean, wow. You know, and so, hey, look, hopefully it works out well for both. You know, we're getting a young man who's played a lot of in some very big games in a short career. You know, and we'll see what happens. And
you're okay with the trade if you're being a Lions
fan? I think we got a lot for it.
Okay.
I think we got a lot for it. I think, wow. I mean, you know, you look at the picks and things like that. Yeah, I think we came out pretty good to this point. I think we can say that, yeah, we should feel pretty good about it.
He's Barry Sanders, a Hall of Famer, joining us. We'll get to what he's promoting here in a moment. Did you have any part in the Dan Campbell hire as head coach?
I wouldn't say I played a major role in it, but I was kind of involved in just the conversation with Chris Spielman and so forth. You know, so I knew that he was going to talk to Coach Campbell and some others.
He's kind of goofy, Barry.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, he's a great coach, a great, great coaching prospect. He's been around the game. I kind of enjoyed the press conference. You know, it was kind of entertaining. You know, so you got to come in and entertain the fans a little bit, right? You know, so.
Well, you would hope the team would entertain him, Barry. But if the team doesn't do well, then Dan should be entertaining in those press conferences.
Well, I mean, you got to start off some way, and I think he left a good impression. You know, and and so, you know, I enjoyed it and got a few chuckles out of the press conference. And you need a few guys who's going to bite on some ankles and knees.
You would not have been his kind of player, Barry. You're not biting any ankles or kneecaps.
Well, I don't know. I can't say, as a defensive player, if I were on defense, I don't know. Personalities change a little bit here and there.
Would you have been a safety or a corner?
I become a different animal, Dan.
Oh,
you
know,
I
really?
Become a different animal on defense.
Could you have been Deion Sanders?
No, I couldn't. I don't want to go that far. But no, I love playing defense. And, you know, of course, in my generation, most of us growing up playing the game, we played on both sides of the ball. You know, so I absolutely love playing defense. And I played varsity defense in high school before I played offense. You know, and so I thought I was a pretty decent cornerback. I mean, I'd have to go back and look at the tape, you know. But
easy
in my mind, I thought I was a pretty decent corner.
He's Barry Sanders, the Hall of Famer, and joining us on behalf of Rocket Mortgage, the Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes there. Do you want to let the audience know what they can win, how they can be involved. I want to hear you as a salesperson. Give me the sales pitch here, Barry.
No, absolutely. Dan, we're just trying to give fans watching the big game a chance to win a lot of cash. You know, and so the way it works is, you know, every score change during the game, touchdowns, field goals, extra points, fans will have a chance to win $50,000. Two lucky fans will win $500,000. So it's free to play. So just go to rocketmortgagesquares.com, learn more about it. It's going to be a terrific game. You got two quarterbacks that can set the scoreboard on fire. That'll bode well for Squares players. And we hope that Rocket Mortgages and Squares players, you know, win a lot of cash.
When's the last time you bet on a sporting event?
Oh, I don't know what, middle school maybe?
You were never interested in, after you got out of football, you didn't gamble at all, didn't bet on anything?
No, nothing. No, I never did. I mean, it was probably, last time I bet was maybe in the Raiders Washington Super Bowl. What was that, 84, 83 or something like that?
That was when Marcus had his run?
Absolutely. Yes. So, but yeah, I've never been a big gambler in that way.
If I said you were a GM, you could start your team with any running back besides you.
Oh.
Who are you going to start with?
Besides me, any running back who's ever played? Wow. I would probably go with Jim Brown. I would go with Jim Brown.
Well, I know your dad loved Jim Brown, but I don't know how Jim would do in today's game. Would Jim Brown be Derrick Henry?
I think he'd be Derrick Henry, honestly. That's kind of what I was thinking.
I can't imagine tackling Derrick Henry, Barry.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm glad I stopped playing cornerback, you know, moved to running backs, you know, trying to tackle guys. No, but Derrick, I think he's the closest thing to Jim Brown. You look at what he's done the last couple of years, phenomenal year this year, going over 2,000 yards. I wouldn't be surprised to see him do it again. It'd be kind of cool to see the first guy able to do it twice. You know, I've said this before. I think outside of Mahomes and maybe Rodgers, he's probably been the most dominant player in the game. So, he's been phenomenal. But I guess I would go with Jim because I think he probably dominated the game. He dominated the game like no other running back did or has when he played, and so. Got to give the nod to Mr. Brown. My dad taught me well.
Oh, I remember that. Gosh, he used to remind you all the time about you're no Jim Brown.
Hey, look, I mean, and to me, that's still a compliment, especially coming from my dad. You know?
It wasn't really a compliment. It was a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, coming from my dad, you know, that's like one of the nicest things he's ever said to me. So.
Why do you think he was so tough on you?
You know, I don't know that he was tough as much as just in his mind, he would say he was just preparing me and just honest. You know, that's how he felt. I mean, but the funny thing about the Jim Brown thing is that really all my life, long before I was like high school or college or any kind of Heisman Trophy, any of that, he just loved talking about Jim Brown, you know, just because. You know, I was interested in certain running backs when I was growing up, and he would that would give him, you know, the motivation to just start talking about Jim Brown and how great he was and how, you know, none of the current running backs could stand up to Jim Brown, you know. So he was just so I don't even know if it was about, you know, the fact that I ended up being a running back just other than or just he loved Jim Brown and that was his guy, you know, so that's kind of how that was.
Did you ever get hit where it really hurt? I don't remember you taking on tacklers the way other running – you avoided it. But did you ever get hit, like get your bell rung or get really banged up one time by a defender?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think my first start, I remember, was in the Meadowlands, and I got the wind knocked out of me. And I don't even remember who it was. But even – you know, so that's probably the one time where I probably had to come out of the game. But I think because of adrenaline and, you know, because you're in the heat of the moment, it happens often, but you don't notice it. At least for me anyways, that was my personal experience. It happened. But no, I mean, yeah, but it certainly happened after that. But that's the one that I remember probably the most.
Well, it's good to see you. Looks like you could probably give me a couple of carries in a game.
Oh, I'd love to, man. I'd love to. No, it's great. It's great being here, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, Barry Sanders is coming back, I think. You want to help Jared Goff? Are you coming back for the Lions? Is that what you're announcing? You want to play again, Barry?
You mean on the field?
Yeah.
Like running back?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that rumor, but
let's start
I'm going to check into that. I have to check into that.
Are you saying you're open to it, Barry?
I doubt it.
It's great to connect with you again. Hope you're doing well. Probably playing a lot of golf, not doing anything else, right?
Playing a little golf, you know, just taking it easy. I mean, it's COVID, man. So what, you know, how much can you do? But just taking it easy, trying to stay safe, and appreciate your time, man. And good luck to all the Squares player out there. Go to rocketmortgagesquares.com, find out more about it.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Barry.
All right, Dan. Appreciate it, man.
That's Barry Sanders, Hall of Famer. MVP in 1997, four-time NFL rushing leader with the Lions. We'll take a break. Tyreek Hill responds to the challenge by Scotty the Maserati of the Buccaneers. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Barry Sanders mentioned Jim Brown. Jim Brown averaged 104 yards per game for his career. Barry averaged 100. That's second behind Jim Brown all time. Let me see. Jeff in Detroit joining us. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
What up, though? One time for chat, bro. I love the interview with Barry Sanders. I was trying to get on before to share a quick story with you. Man, listen, when I was a kid, he played rec basketball at my sister's church. Barry was one of the most down-to-earth, humble. You could go and talk to him. He was just like an ordinary human being. And Barry is and always will be the number one. The number one athlete in Detroit, because before him, we really didn't have anybody to root for other than Isaiah Thomas. And to have a man so humble that shares so much of himself with this city and never complained and griped about anything, he was exactly the type of superhero and superstar that we need.
Yeah.
And we need him today. I wish he would suit up. Barry was the greatest.
Very humble. Thank you, Jeff. And I played basketball with Barry a few times. And he could have played in college. Barry was that talented. He's been in slam dunk contest, and he's probably 5'9", but he could stand underneath the basket and dunk and had a nice shot. He could play, and I think he wanted to play basketball at Oklahoma State. McLevin, do you have prop bets? I also want to bring back the Scotty Miller, the Scotty the Maserati, what he had to say. And this is versus the cheetah, and we'll refresh your memory of what he said on this program a week ago.
Before that, we need some serious football analysis from you.
Oh.
The prop bets on DraftKings Sportsbook are everything you want to know. Starting with the coin toss outcome. Now, maybe Paulie could explain this, but it's not 50-50. You get minus 103 on heads or tails. So you give up a little bit here. Mm. Do you have a strong preference? You could also bet on which team wins and which player called it correctly. There's three different bets on the coin toss. That's how detailed they are.
Yeah, but how much can you put down on a prop bet?
Well, I think there's limits, yeah. And you can't parlay. At some places, you can't parlay prop bets either.
Is it like $100 is the cap on these prop bets, just so you say you have something on the game?
Yeah, so you can't have inside info because, like, a prop bet for the national anthem, there's people who know how long the national anthem is going to be within hours of the Super Bowl, so they kind of cancel that one.
Well, I've been there for the national anthem rehearsals, and if I wanted to take a stopwatch to it, but I'm not, you know, I'm going to win $100, I guess, with a prop bet. What else, McLean?
But there's some good football ones. Like, okay. Try and guess what the over-under on passing yards are for Mahomes and Brady.
Over-under for Mahomes individually?
Yeah, Mahomes started is a little bit higher than Brady. Try and guess the number if you guys can. Where would you set it?
305.
325 for Mahomes. 295 for Brady. Man, 295 for Brady is juicy.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, but he's going to have to chase Mahomes, maybe? Or
Well, I don't think Tom wants to get into that shootout mode of whatever Mahomes can do, I can do as well. I think that's really important for Tampa to understand what Tampa needs to do, not get caught up in a shootout.
Actually, quick question about these. The running odds about how many rushing yards guys are going to really low. Like Leonard Fournette's at 48.5. Ronald Jones at 37.5. Darrell Williams of the Chiefs at 30.5. Clyde Edwards-Hilaire at 30.5. So does that mean that there's not going to be running?
Or doesn't sound like it.
Or is it this group, like you don't know which guy's going to get the ball? I mean, I thought Fournette would be, you know, he's been killing it, like 60 or 70.
They better get more out of Leonard Fournette than that, it seems like. I mean, that when I hear the prop bet of not even 50 yards, I'm hoping he has that in the first half.
And one more to stood out to me. All the receiving yards are like 40, 45, 50. And then you got Tyreek Hill at 92.5 as the over-under on DraftKings.
Where's Kelsey?
Let's see. Kelsey is at 94.5. You're right.
Kelsey catches. Kelsey over catches. Under 9.
Ooh, I got Kelsey at 8.5.
Okay. DraftKings is giving away up to $25,000 to everyone who enters their free big game prediction challenge, up to $55 million in total prizes. Go to DraftKings.com for information or the app. Use it now. Promo code Patrick when you sign up to get this great offer. Do I have time to do Scotty the Maserati? Here's Scotty Miller, the Buccaneers wide receiver last week. How would you do if you and Tyreek Hill lined up?
Oh, I'm taking me every day of the week. I'll take me over anybody. Tyreek is unbelievable, super quick, unbelievable talent. But if we're talking about race, I mean, I got all the confidence in myself against going up against anybody.
Wait, you think you're the fastest guy in the NFL?
Yes, sir.
Well, here's Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs wide receiver, who responded last night to Scotty Miller.
I feel like Scotty answered that question the right way. You know, I feel like if Luke right now, if somebody asked Luke, hey, Luke, are you faster than Tyreek? You know, or hey, Rob, are you faster than Tyreek? Your answer should be yes. I'm that confident in myself that I'm faster than Tyreek, you know? That's any man. I don't care who you are. So Scotty answered that question the right way. But do I think he's faster than me? I don't know. Maybe we can do something during halftime or something like that. Somebody line that up for us.
No, see, that's when he should have lived up to his advice and said, yes, I'm the fastest guy. So he went from, hey, Scotty's saying that's the way you approach it there. Yes.
See, that's the confidence of the guy knowing he's faster. To be like, no, I give him a lot of credit because he knows that he's faster.
I'd like to say I'm faster than Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I said it. Driving. I'm faster than him driving. All right, coming up. I believe Melissa Etheridge, the great musician, Chiefs fan, has a new Super Bowl song for us. And Danny Sheridan, the odds maker from USA Today on betting. One more item in the second hour. Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. So it's like getting one of those birthday cards shaped like cash, so you know there's cash inside before you open it. But in this case, it's actually stuffed with your first-year cashback match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note to anybody. It's called Cashback Match, only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover, something brighter.